Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Some of our most obnoxious weeds are ones that seem to love us. At least they cling to us, literally. Some cling with tiny hooks, others with long needle-like structures, still others with long plant parts that wrap around any structure that they come in contact with. They cling to our shoes, clothing, tools, boat propellers, you name it. In one sense, these plants are exquisite in their adaptations for survival and for conquering new areas. With these adaptations, these plants have conquered new continents, and some are now found around the world. Names given to some, such as beggar's lice and devil's pitchfork, reflect their abilities and our disdain for them. But others, such as Caesar weed and hydrilla, have had help in bridging oceans because of qualities perceived or known as useful to us. So they have gotten their start as a result of our deliberate introduction, and only then revealed their vagabond tendencies. Control of these can be costly. Removing and destroying the seeds and other hangers-on at the source is a cost-efficient first step. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. Caesar weed is a woody perennial that rarely gets much over 3 feet tall in Florida, though it can reach more than 12 feet in cultivation. It has rough, rounded leaves, edged with a few points, and half-inch diameter pink flowers similar to the much larger flowers of hibiscus shrubs. Caesar weed is an abundant weed in disturbed areas and habitat edges throughout much of the tropical and subtropical world, thanks to its introduction by humans and the covering of its seeds that has an abundance of tiny hooks that cling to fur and clothes. Other common names, hibiscus burr and burr mallow, reflect its propensity for clinging to us and why it is a black sheep in the family that includes hibiscus and hollyhock flowers. Cotton and the marshmallow, whose juices were used to create the confection we roast at picnics. Originally described from eastern India, Caesar weed was brought to the southern U.S. for the utility of its fibers and is still grown in some tropical countries to make rope and coarse fabric. Caesar weed is also edible as a cooked green, though not especially tasty. It has some medicinal values and potential for controlling bacteria. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Bidens produces a daisy-like 1-inch diameter flower with white petals encircling a yellow center, with multiple blossoms per stem, a plant that blooms all year long, one that attracts a profusion of colorful butterflies. No, I'm not selling them, nor our local garden shops, but in Southwest Florida, you're bound to see plenty of this beauty. It is a plant that sometimes is less affectionately called devil's pitchfork. Bidens is considered a weed, although it is a native plant. Bidens and the common name devil's pitchfork refer to the same characteristic of this plant. A biden seed head has an array of seeds extending from a spent flower to form a globe much like a dandelion seed head, except there are no fluffs of plant down to carry the seeds on local breezes. Each seed is tipped with two tiny pitchfork-like prongs. The Latin name bidens means two teeth, and the analogy of the pitchfork refers to these prongs. These snag on passers-by, clinging to fur, feathers, or clothes to be dispersed everywhere. Their ubiquity, the chore of removing seeds from clothes, and perhaps the characteristic ragged asymmetry of their flowers and gangling appearance of their long branching stems have made them unloved plants. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Beggar's lice is a name applied to a diversity of plants with seeds that stick to our clothes, especially to a group of more than 20 related Florida species of pea that produce multiple beautiful but small lavender to pink or yellow flowers, also known as tick trefoil for leaflets that occur in clusters of three and seed pods that might remind one of a tick. These peas are native to eastern North America. They are favored food plants of quail and also eaten by other animals ranging from ducklings and sparrows to dogs that seem to relish nibbling them from your pant legs. Seeds of beggar's lice are contained within a pod, but the pod is segmented with one seed per segment. The individual triangular segments are called loments, L-O-M-E-N-T-S, and each loment is a safety capsule that aids seed dispersal. Adjacent loments have a fracture line between them, so you may get a single loment or a string of loments attached to your clothing as you brush against the plant. Each loment is covered with very short hairs that help it stick to whatever it touches. Native and useful, beggar's lice can still be a nuisance, sometimes requiring quite an effort to remove the accumulation of a stroll through their open, usually shaded, park-like habitat. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center in the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Hydrilla is an aquatic plant that is an invasive exotic in North America. Native to Asia and Africa, it was first brought to Florida in the 1950s as an aquarium plant that in the aquarium trade was called Indian Star Vine for the whorls of half-inch pointed leaves that surround its trailing stem. A farmer near Tampa got some of the plant, but was not impressed, so he dumped it into a canal. When it grew there in profusion, he decided to sell it. It was used in aquaria, but often dumped into other water bodies. Hydrilla stems can grow an inch a day and quickly form extensive floating masses that tangle in boat propellers, impeding boating and outcompeting native aquatic plants, thus dramatically changing freshwater ecosystems and endangering native fishes and other animals. Today, hydrilla costs millions of dollars to control and continues to spread because tiny pieces of it adhere to boats and boat trailers and get dispersed accidentally by boaters. To help solve the problem, boaters should always inspect their boat and trailer for clinging bits of hydrilla after each outing. This hitchhiker is destroying water quality and wildlife resources we all enjoy and depend on. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jared Jackson.